Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and we're having a good time in the Lord. Amen. For a number of you, this will be the last time we get a chance to visit and talk around the Word, because we're graduating our second class in just a few days from now. Glory to God. And I'm very, very, very excited about it. God is a good God.
Yes.
And we've talked about His goodness and the wonders. Oh, my. He's wonderful. Amen. And now, we're talking about the principle or the fundamental teachings of Jesus. So turn with me again to the 6th chapter of Hebrews, that 14th verse of the 5th chapter, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Now, full age would be what? Adult. Adult Christians, even those who by reason of use or practice or exercise have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let's go on to perfection, not go on to maturity. Let's lay again, not laying again, the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith towards God, doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Those are the six fundamental principles of the teachings of Jesus. Now, repentance from dead works, faith towards God, doctrine of baptisms, we talked about that. When we're baptized into Christ, then we're baptized in water, and then baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's three right there. Now, and then talked about the doctrine of baptism, laying on of hands. Now, we began talking about that yesterday, and we'll continue. But I want to comment on the doctrine of resurrection of the dead, not the resurrection. There's more than one. Jesus was raised from the dead. Then there is the catching away of the church, being raised up to glory. Then, in the final judgment of things, there are those that the resurrection of the dead. That, here are people that have spent a lot of time in hell, suffering there. But that old nasty, dead, horrible body is going to be raised up, and they're going to be reunited with that nasty thing and have to fight it again, fight that flesh throughout eternity. Oh, dear Lord. The only thing of it is, you have to make your reservations while you're still here. Yeah, you have to handle that now. Amen. And like Gloria said, if you don't, then your lodging will be provided for you. One way or the other. Amen. And eternal judgment. There's more than one judgment. More than one. And there's good judgment. We judge ourselves, that we be not judged. And we're commanded, do not judge other people, lest you be judged. But then there's the great white throne judgment. There's judgments. Well, that's not my message right now, but you be studying that and study the judgments. Amen. Something like, seven of them. So, eternal judgment, but where the doctrine, the teaching of Jesus on the laying on of hands and touching people on purpose. And people knew that. And in different places, as many as touched him were healed. They were touching him. And as many as he laid his hands on that accepted it, they were healed. Praise God. So, let's look at the Matthew, the 8th chapter. Now, we know what the prophet Isaiah prophesied. Now, I just had an urge of the Spirit of God to go over there. Let's go over the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, because there's something we need to correct here. Isaiah 53. And notice verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. It saddens me that that was translated like that, because now, we know he did bear our griefs and carried our sorrows. It's not a bad thing. But neither one of those words, neither one of them are translated grief or sorrow. There was a falling out when they translated the Amplified, the classic Amplified, there was a falling out over that. They had said, we will not, under any circumstance, translate anything because of our traditions. And they fell out over this. If we translate that properly, we'll fall right into the hands of those Pentecostal people. So they had it around and messed with it. But it just simply says this. Look it up. If you have the Blue Bible, BLB, that's a great app. Look it up in there. He bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. That's just what it says. He bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains. Now, we know that's what it was because let the Bible interpretate itself. The 8th chapter of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8. And look at this. Okay. The 14th verse, when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand. He touched her hand. And the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them, and when evening was come, they brought many unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That was fulfilled. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Didn't say anything about griefs and sorrows. But then grief is not a good thing. The Apostle Paul wrote and said, sorrow not. But go look it up. It's the Greek word for grieve. There it is again. See, sorrow mixed over with grief in the English Bible. Or the King James Bible, Old English. All right. Now then, in this laying on of hands. Glory to God. I do love it. We were in a Southwest Believers Convention, and and of course, Saturday morning healing school, and we stepped off of the platform, and I was just led over to this family, and this woman, she's a black woman, and you could tell she was up in age, she was completely gray-headed, and had on dark glasses. And this young girl, she was in a wheelchair, and a young girl was helping her. Well, of course, we found out later who she was. So I was just led to do this. And far too many times, and there are times that it is proper to just go down a line and lay hands on people. There are times that you need to take time. Take time and not be so in such a hurry to take your hands off. And so, and of course, she was in a chair, and I just got down in front of her. She had her dark glasses on. So I took her glasses off and handed them to her daughter. And I said, "May I do what Jesus did?" She said, "By all means." So I just simply did this and put my hands over her eyes and just held them there until I got a release in my spirit to take my hands off. I don't know how long it was, but it was more than just a second or two. And when I got a release, I just took my hands off very gradually. And she opened her eyes. I said, "What do you see?" She said, "I see you." Found out later she's 77 years old and pastor of the church. And then she came back on Sunday to EMIC, and Pastor George interviewed her. Do you remember that? And what a lovely woman. And the reason I remember her age, she said, she said, "I had double vision so bad that I just got to where I couldn't see. I couldn't see across the room. Everything is just so doubled up." But she said, "I am 77 going to heaven, and I'll be 78 soon and going straight." She just thrilled me through and through. Well, what if I'd have just done this? Or just put my hand on her head? Listen. Stop and listen. Don't be in a hurry. Now, there are times when the Spirit of God will come on you strongly enough where you do get in a hurry before that anointing lifts. But I have learned over the years that that's a rare thing in my life in ministry. That's a rare thing for me. Now, let's go back to what we talked about yesterday in physical manifestations of that power. Both Oral Roberts, which had a burning manifestation in his right hand. Kenneth Hagin in 1950 in Rockwall, Texas. They had just a small tent meeting there. And he kept hearing someone say, "Come up hither. Come up to the throne of God." Well, that little tent was backed up against a hill there, and they were praying. They'd had some rain, and not a whole lot of people there, and he was up on the platform, and he was just praying in the Spirit. And he thought, "Well, that's somebody making fun of us down here. The pastor will take care of that. Come up hither. Come up to the throne of God." Why doesn't somebody take care of that? "Come up here." And he said, "Well, I got tired of it. I wanted to see who it was." When he opened his eyes, Jesus was right up there. Now, he said later, he said, at that time, I had never flown in an airplane. But later, I flew in an airplane, and we went up through the clouds, and he said, now, his body didn't go, of course. But he said, I had the sensation with Jesus going up to the throne of God, we went through the clouds. And went before the throne of God. And he described a lot of things that were there. I don't have time to get into that. But you can find it, his testimony and so forth. Just find it on YouTube, listen to it, study it, see what he said. Two or three things that were profound. He fell down at Jesus' feet and said, I'm so unworthy to look upon your face. He said, stand up. He was very firm about it. Stand up. I made you worthy with my blood. And so forth and so on. Anyway, he called him with a special anointing to lay hands on the sick. And he put his finger in the palm of each one of his hands, and they just started burning like fire. And when he would tell that, they would start burning again. And he said, when I laid hands on people, I could tell when that fire jumped out of my hand, and I would simply say, there it is, there it is, take it. But this is what, at a time when people were, they'd just come out of World War II. People were so confused spiritually and messed up. They needed help in the physical realm. Now, listen to what he said. He said, you tell them you saw me. You tell me. You tell them that I told you. You tell them. And he didn't want to do that. He said, how can they believe it if you don't tell them? Jesus said that. He told it everywhere he went. I'm the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me. That's what made some people mad. It's what made a lot of other people glad, because he's telling them I'm the Christ. I'm Messiah. If they had sense enough to hear it. See? But he had to tell it for them to have faith for it. So, if you're going to have faith for the laying on of hands in your congregation, you're going to have to teach on it. To have manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, you're going to have to teach it. You're going to have to take the time to go into it and teach it and develop it and work with it. You can't just pray, God, send the gifts of the Spirit. No, listen, the Holy Spirit's already here. Amen. He's already sent the power. I was praying one time, oh, God, we need more power. We need more power. Oh, and he said, where am I going to get it? Stump me and stop me in my tracks. Where am I going to get more power? What? He said, you understand, I'm number one. Who am I going to go to and say, send Kenneth more power? And he said something to me that changed my entire life and, again, my concept. He said, I could have filled you with an angel. I said, what? He said, well, what is a demon-possessed fella? Isn't the devil a fallen angel? Yeah, that is. He said, I could have filled you with an angel, but I didn't trust you to an angel. I filled you with myself. I'm the one that's living in there. I am the power. Now, exercise some faith in that power and expect it to flow all the time. Expect it to flow when you're teaching. Expect it to flow when you're preaching. Expect it to flow all the time. All the time. Not just anointed once in a while. But walk in it. Talk in it. Live in it. Get up in the morning expecting something other than a long day. Expect something. Now, that was very difficult for me for a long time when I had so much pain in my body. But that doesn't stop anything. That's just my physical body. Amen. and it belongs to Him. He bought and paid for it. Now we come down to things like the pandemic, which is no longer a pandemic. It is an endemic now. Now, I'm quoting doctors. This is where at the tail end of the thing. But think about this now a minute. I had people say this to me more than once. You are in denial. Yes, I am. I absolutely am. I don't deny. I'm not in metaphysical religion. Like, it's all in the mind. Oh, no. You know, you just think you're sick. And like that fellow said, does your daddy think he's still sick? He said, no, he thinks he's dead now. I don't deny COVID-19 or any other kind of flu or any other kind of sickness. I deny its right to exist in my body. I deny its right to exist. For years, Ernie, our children, we never took them to the doctor for anything except for what we needed to. But then as Kelly grew up, she had two children just right away. And Gloria said to her, now, Kelly, now you're the mother now, and you're going to have to do the same thing. Amen. Now, and as you've heard me say, thank God if it wasn't for doctors, most of the Christians would have died. I had to have medical help when that thing happened in my back. I had to have it. But thank God for Holy Spirit-filled doctors that can pray the prayer of faith and lay hands on me. Another doctor, a good friend of mine, that said this. He said, Copeland, I offer this to my patients when they come see me. Now, I lay hands on you and pray for you, and you will be healed. I won't charge you anything. But I'm giving you this choice. If you want me to go ahead and minister to you as a physician, I'll have to charge you because that's the way I earn my living. He said, it's amazing to me. He said, nearly all the sinners will take the prayer. And he said, the Baptist and the Methodist will take the prayer. And the Pentecostal people want the shot. Why is that? Because it's become such a tradition, they don't have any faith in it anymore. Well, I says, you know, do we believe in healing? Well, yeah, you know. Glory to God. We're out of time. Glory to God. Come on, Jeremy.
Thank you, Papa. We are learning about the foundational teachings of Jesus, specifically the operation of the laying on of hands. Now, Brother Copeland pointed out that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and He's anointed me. You see, He had to teach it or say it for people to have faith in it. Now, if you missed any of the broadcast this week, I encourage you to go back and watch it free on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome, discovering the calling and purpose that God has put in my life.
We were being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors.
We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
How do you have a vision for your future when you just need to get through today? When the dreams you once had seem out of reach, is there a way to rebuild? The Bible says that God has only good plans for you, that His goodness and mercy are coming after you. It's when you begin to understand His goodness that you can begin to receive it. Get the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland and grow your capacity to see the love, prosperity, healing, all the good things of God in your life.
God is good. There's not anything that is more faith-building than to know the Father and to know His goodness.
When it seems like the world around you is being torn apart, you can remain firm in hope. Become a living, walking example of the love that God has poured out to mankind. As you join your faith in God's promises with steadfastness to stand on His Word, there's nothing that can stop His blessing from taking over your life.
Order your free copy of the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland. The motivation of God's heart is His love for you. Receive all the benefits that God desires to pour out on you through His goodness. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are giving you a gift this week. It is The Goodness of God. It's an audio series by Gloria Copeland. In this six-message teaching, Gloria proves in Scripture, after Scripture, God's true motivation is love. His intent to bless you is because He loves you. He's a good God, so He heals you. He's a good God, so He prospers you. He's a good God, so He protects you. Now, your part is to believe and receive and live life like a living demonstration of His love. And even in the midst of pressure or strife, your confidence in God's Word will prepare your heart to continually receive His goodness. And the Word is going to feed you. It's going to feed your faith and keep you open to being a good receiver of God's promises. And I encourage you to listen to this as a family or even study it as a group, but acknowledge God's goodness. When it manifests, give Him the praise for it. Share your testimony or your glory story with us and be a witness to other people of His goodness. Now, you can get your free copy on MP3 disc by requesting it on kcm.org. Or if you want to start listening to it today, download it on kcm.org. Now, prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Many of you know that. But they're serious about prayer here, and that's why we make it a priority. So if you need someone to pray with you, I encourage you to call the prayer line. We have licensed prayer ministers on staff who are trained in the Word of God. And sometimes you may have a question about a scripture or you need to find a scripture to stand on, but we want to help you arm yourself with the Word of God to declare His promises over your situation. Amen? So call us, let us pray and come into agreement with you today. And then join us again tomorrow on the broadcast. Brother Copeland's going to be back teaching you how to let the goodness of God flow through your life. It's one thing to say God is good. It's another thing to say God's been good to me. But how do you let that goodness operate in you and through you? You don't want to miss this broadcast. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.